بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. ونبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: عود المريض وأطعم الجائع وفك العاني. رواه البخاري. Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, visit the sick, feed the hungry, and free those who are in captivity. This third part of the hadith, freeing those who are in captivity, this can refer to assisting those who are in debt, those who are in some financially challenged circumstances and difficulty. They also would be categorized as what we call aani. Aani literally translated means the asir, in other words the prisoner. The overriding message behind the hadith is quite clear: be a source of comfort and be a source of assistance to those who are in hardship or in difficulty. Visiting the sick, feeding the hungry. Yesterday we elaborated quite a bit on the hadith that preceded this one, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will summon a person on the day of judgment and say to them, three categories of people are mentioned. One is the one who was sick, the one who was hungry, needed food, and the one who was thirsty, needed water. Allah Ta'ala will say to someone on the day of judgment that I was in that position, why didn't you assist me? And each time the person will say, Anta Rabbul Alameen, you are Rabbul Alameen, how is it even possible that you would be in need of these things? Allah Ta'ala will mention, Abadi, my slave in the world, was going through these difficulties. Had you assisted him, you would have found me with him. So under that, we ran out of time yesterday. Then this month of Ramadan particularly is the month of what we call Shahrul Muwasat, the month of mutual sympathy, assisting one another, having empathy and identifying with the plight of the poor, the needy, those who are in financial difficulty. So much exhortation Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave in the famous hadith of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhir yawmin min sha'ban, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed us in the last day of sha'ban. In that hadith, man fattara fihi sa'iman kana maghfiratan lidhunubihi wa itqa raqabatihi min an-nar. This principle I mentioned previously, that there are certain acts of virtue or piety that are exclusive to either a certain place or to a certain time or period. With such acts of piety which are specific to a certain place or certain time or period, when we are in that place or when it is that time or period, then that we are exhorted to give preference to that particular act of piety. Why? Because once the time passes or you are no longer in that place, that act you can't carry it out. Classical example, tawaf. When you are in Masjid al-Haram, that is the only place in the world that you can make tawaf. Tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, other acts of worship, you can make anywhere. Tawaf you can only make in Masjid al-Haram. So when you are in the precincts of the haram, that particular act of virtue, you will give preference to it. Why? Because you can't do it anywhere else. Likewise, feeding the fasting person, particularly at the time of iftar, that again is an act of piety, act of virtue. It's a virtue, feed someone who's hungry. But one is the feeding of the hungry person throughout the year, the other is at the time of iftar, the fast of Ramadan. That is exclusive to that time. So in Ramadan, we will try and give preference to this over other acts of ibadat where we have a choice. So coming back to this, man fattara fihi sa'iman, Rasulullah SAW said that person who gives the fasting person something to eat at the time of iftar, in other words, alleviates his hunger, kana maghfiratan li dhunubihi wa itqa raqabatihi minan nar, this will be forgiveness for his sins and emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Sahaba, the general condition of Sahaba was, forget feeding others, they were themselves in need. At times Sahaba would become shaheed, give their lives in the path of Allah. And it would be found, wujida sakhratun marbutatun fi batanihi, that a stone or a rock would be found tied to the stomach of that Sahabi. So in other words, he himself was hungry. In such condition, they would give their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the overriding principle among Sahaba ikram is that majority of them themselves were in need. Famous incident mentioned about Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the days of futuhat and victories. That was during the khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he visited Sham, Syria, a meal was presented the like of which Umar had never eaten before. So when Umar was presented with this food, what we call Shahi Dastarkhan, what was his reaction? He said, today we are eating this. Pause, reflect. Your brothers from the Muhajirin and Ansar, they gave their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yet they were hungry. They didn't even have bread to fill their stomachs. So to this, the response was given to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Allah gave them Jannat. Allah gave them Jannat. Why? Because in the hunger they gave their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَغْرَوْرَقَتْ عَيْنَا Umar. Umar's eyes welled over with tears. And he said, لَنَا هَذَا الْحُطَامُ, we have this of the dunya, and they have Jannat. فَقَدْ بَانُوا بَوْنًا عَظِيمًا, how far ahead of us they have gone. So, the overriding condition in the time of Sahaba Kiram was, forget feeding someone else, they themselves were in need. So to this, Sahaba said, لَيْسَ كُلُّنَا يَجِدُ مَا يُفَتِّرُ السَّائِمُ, that Ya Rasulullah, majority of us, ourselves are in need, we don't have enough to feed the fasting person. So to this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, يُعْتِ اللَّهُ هَذَا الثَّوَابُ مَنْ فَتَّرَ سَائِمًا عَلَى تَمْرَةٍ أُمُذْقَةِ لَبَنٍ. He said that Allah will give this reward. What reward? مَغْفِرَةً لِذُنُوبِهِ عِتْقَ رَقَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ, freedom from Jahannam, forgiveness of sins, even if you will give the fasting person a sip of milk, one date, a sip of water to drink at the time of iftar. In other words, doesn't have to be a lot. Whatever is within your ability, al-yadu al-ulya khayrun min al-yadi al-sufla. The giving hand, the hand above. Look at the analogy. Yadu al-ulya, the hand that is high. The hand that is high, in other words, the giving hand. Khayrun min al-yadi al-sufla will always be better than the hand that is receiving. In other words, in the hadith, yadi sufla, the lower hand. The higher hand is better than the lower hand. In other words, the giving hand is better than the one that is taking. In other words, khayrun nas mayyanfa'un nas. The best of people is the one who will assist others. And we find that developing this, we have to understand, my respected brothers, that generally human beings have a proclivity, they have an inclination, a leaning towards miserliness, towards collecting, towards gathering, towards hanging on. Generosity, giving, this is something that has to be developed. This is something that goes against the nafs. Your nafs wants to hold on, to let go, to give. This you have to apply yourself. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ajwad min adhikhil mursala. Ramadan particularly, Sahaba say, more generous than a blowing wind. So this quality, this is a great, this is sifatul muttaqeen. This is the quality, the sifat, the attributes of the people of taqwa. And particularly in this work of da'wat and tabligh, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used this tool of what we call sakhawat and generosity very, very effectively to bring people closer to Islam. When a person is generous, naturally Allah places His love in the hearts of people. People come close to Him. And like I said, this is something greatly exhorted. Man at'ama akhahu hatta yushbi'ahu wa saqahu min al-ma hatta yurwiyahu ba'adahu Allah min an-nar sab'a khanadiq ma bayna kulli khandiqayn masiratu 500 aam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person who feeds his brother so that he satiates his hunger, or gives him water to drink so that he satisfies his thirst, Allah will distance him from Jahannam 7 trenches. The distance of each trench is 500 years. Another hadith, feed a hungry person and Allah will feed you the fruits of Jannah. Quench the thirst of a thirsty person and Allah Ta'ala will quench your thirst min ar-rahiq al-makhtum, from the streams and the rivers of Jannah. Allah Ta'ala boasts to the angels about the one who feeds the hungry person. In fact, in Ibn Hibban, how valuable this is. How valuable an act of ibadat. Act of ibadat is not only tilawat and zikr and reading Quran, etc., and making, reading nafil namaz. How valuable an act of ibadat this is, to identify with the plight of the poor, to feed the hungry, to assist people. Ibn Hibban mentions one incident that Rasulullah ﷺ told us about a person amongst the Bani Israel. This man worshipped Allah Ta'ala. We find that amongst the Bani Israel, amongst the previous nations, they would worship Allah in solitude. Some of them, they had what they called soma'a, worship places built into a cave or into a tree sometimes, trunk of a tree. So this man worshipped Allah in total seclusion, in the trunk of a tree, for 60 years. After 60 years of ibadat, this person came down. His eyes fell on a woman and he got tested. Na'uzubillah, he committed zina. He had 2 pieces of bread with him. After having committed zina, he fed a hungry person these 2 pieces of bread when he saw a hungry person. And then such a person died. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will be brought before Allah on the Day of Judgment. فَوُزِنَ عِبَادَةُ سِتِينَ سَنَةً بِتِلْكَ الزِّنْيَا فَرَجَحَتِ الزِّنْيَا. His ibadat of 60 years will be weighed with the sin of zina that he committed, and it would be found that the sin of zina will outweigh the nafil ibadat of 60 years. Then, وَذِيَ الرَّغِيفِ, the piece of bread that he fed the hungry person will be placed on his scale, and as a result of that, the good deeds will outweigh the evil deeds and such a person will enter into Jannah. So like that, we find Quran and Hadith is full of such examples. This exhortation that is given, Rasulullah ﷺ said, visit the sick, feed the hungry person, assist the captive, freeing captive as we mentioned, assist those who are in financially challenging circumstances, who are in debt, etc. In the riwayat of Ahmad ibn Hibban Bayhaqi, we find this word, Udul Marid, visit the sick, Wattaba'ul Janaza, and follow the Janaza. Follow the Janaza, Tudhakkirukumul Akhirah, this will remind you of an Akhirah. Allah give us the fix one.